I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. By now, the Bachelor universe is something she's mastered, and she was there in Mexico with Deandra when Deandra got plastered. It's Watch What Happens Live with Stephanie Ullman and Andy Dorfman now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotzi night with two women who both have lots of experience living in mansions. She says, I never carry a grudge. It won't match my shoes, but she might have wanted to throw a shoe at Cameron in Mexico tonight. Please welcome Real Housewife of Dallas, Stephanie Ullman. Wearing a side braid, I might add. I love that. And you know her from The Bachelor and her tenure as The Bachelorette. But these days, as a Bravo superfan, she's giving most of her roses to the Dallas Housewives. Say hi to Andy Dorfman. Hey, Andy. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met before?
We just met. I'm like fangirling.
Oh, that's nice.
Love like, her. Keep it cool.
And I met Andy on the street on Saturday in the Village, which was very exciting.
And I feel like I was fangirling then, too. I was
no, like, you were totally cool. She rode up to me on her bike. She's like, I'm going to be on your show on Wednesday. I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, you are.
It's I would never do that either.
No,
I felt like
you
such
should
a
have.
It was
no.
So weird, though.
No, it was good. It was
I'm
good.
Like, should I say something? Like, it's worse if I say something after the fact.
I'm
like, oh, by the way, I saw you on the street.
That's I loved it. Since Rosh Hashanah is almost upon us, I thought we could celebrate the high holidays by getting a little baked, so to speak. Say hi to Justin Siegmiller with all kinds of treats from Bread's Bakery in New York City. Hey, man.
Hey.
Nice Jewish boy, I presume?
Nope.
No?
No.
Oh, my God. But you guys made Bopke cool, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very good. We needed it to come back. Tonight, when the ladies of Dallas attended a polo match, nature called and, well, this happened. Watch.
El baño.
El baño.
Oh, it's over there.
We have a long way to go.
All right, you guys, I'm going to have to walk really fast.
Hey, should we go back behind this truck?
You're first.
But that guy's right there.
I think they're peeing in the bushes.
Cameron, you are like a little horse with your bladder.
You know, the trick and the etiquette to pee-peeing outside, you just don't talk about it. Pretend nothing happened, okay?
I think I have a rash now. Was that poison ivy?
The girls peed outside. Deandra's beauty line is called Hard Night Good Morning, so I guess she used the Mexico trip as research for the hard night portion by getting Deanne drunk. Now, this was something I laughed out loud. Watch.
I have something in my ass. Did I get bit of it?
When she gets drunk, she gets so loud.
I'm actually not that drunk. I'm just tired. This a van?
We came here in a van.
Okay. I am so
ever.
What part of Texas are we?
We're in Mexico.
Deandra. Deandra? Oh, my God. Deandra's like having a child. A drunk child. But you know what? She definitely lightens the mood.
I actually fall, but hold your leg. Oh, my God. Okay. Go to WWHL.TV for our first poll of the night. We want to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is drunk Deandra? How fun is drunk Deandra?
Like a 12.
Really?
She is so fun.
Yes. What do you think Mama D is going to say about tonight's episode?
You know, she may not be happy, but I'm very happy about it, so.
Yes. Okay, very good. You guys are giving her a 9. All right. Don't forget our exciting news. We're giving away 3 pairs of 3-day VIP Bravoholic passes to BravoCon, which, as you know, are completely sold out. Check out our Instagram stories at BravoWWHL and swipe up and tell us what makes you Bravo's number one fan. You have until this Friday to enter. Stephanie and Andy came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on the surface, Stephanie seems like she has a perfect life, but as she revealed last year, even seemingly perfect people can have their struggles. Here's what, let's take a look at Stephanie's progress on her self-care journey.
How are you, dear?
I'm very anxious. I struggle with self-esteem, and there's a part of me that doesn't feel good enough a lot. Like, I'm not gonna lie about that.
Most people who have been through what I've been through commit suicide by 30. I've only tried 3 times.
You tried to commit suicide 3 times?
1,000,000%.
I was really heavy yesterday, I'm not gonna lie. Like, with Leanne and her story, you're so sensitive to people's feelings. I don't know, I just have, like, a hard time with my mood sometimes. People don't like to be around people who don't make them feel good. Nobody would want to be my friend if I was honest about what I deal with. Like, all the time. Like, I wouldn't have any friends.
You know that's not true, right? I mean... Yeah,
yes, I, in my heart, I do. I just have a, I struggle with a lot of things emotionally I have since I was a child, so.
I would imagine that it's not only very hard revealing this stuff on national television, but is it then cathartic in a way?
It's very cathartic. It's almost like going into therapy because I don't know, I don't feel like I'm hiding stuff. I always felt like I was trying to hide who I was behind this big smile and and bubbly personality, and that's not always how I feel inside, so it's very cathartic.
Right, and I have to imagine you've gotten a tremendous amount of support from the Housewives community,
yeah.
Fans watching the show.
Everyone's been so amazing and supportive, and I'm very, very appreciative.
Great.
Very appreciative.
Well, I'm glad that, thank you for sharing. Second on tonight's Dallas, a dinner confrontation led to Cameron calling Brandy trash, which Brandy thought was a garbage move, and the whole thing evolved into one big dumpster fire. Take a look.
Was I the person going into another room, peeking outside the window, saying, "This is my room"? No, Cameron, I was not. I owned
the
situation.
Bitch.
Don't
say
you.
Don't say
you. That was trash. I'm done with you.
I'm sorry, Brandy, for throwing a napkin in your face.
But did you call me trash tonight?
You're playing the victim. I just want to understand why you choose to use that word.
That was a trashy thing to do.
Throwing a napkin in my face was trashy.
I am mortified in my behavior, okay?
But Cameron, do you...
I'm mortified.
No, it's true. I'm done.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. I want you to weigh in. Whose side are you on, Brandy or Cameron? Where are you going with this?
Oh, Andy? I mean, I get both sides. I don't care if someone calls me trash. Like, I'm from the South. I feel like you kind of throw that word around. But I think once Brandy's like, don't call me that anymore, then Cameron needs to cut it.
Right. It seemed like Cameron was doubling down there a little bit. Okay, looks like you guys are on Brandy's side there. Finally, Andy may not have found the one on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but despite having no qualifications, I consider myself to be the one who can fix that. So here's what. It's time for Accept This Rose or Totally Oppose. Andy, I'm going to go through a list of eligible bachelors curated by yours truly. You say if you would accept their rose or if the thought of it makes you feel thorny, okay? Yeah. Would you accept the rose of Peter Weber, ABC's newest bachelor?
Oh, I mean, yeah, if I was on the show.
Right, yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'd go on for him.
You would?
I'm not going. I'm not.
Okay.
I'll put that out there.
Is that a fisheye lens or is he a little funny lens? Is that a bad thing to say? Okay,
no,
let's move on. Brody Jenner.
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're good. What about Blake Hortzman from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise?
I saw this kid at Stagecoach. It's a no.
It's a no. What about, do you watch The Housewives of Potomac? Robin's boyfriend, Juan?
Well, it's Robin's boyfriend, so no.
Oh, right. Okay, very good. Good point. What about Mike Johnson, the Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise contestant?
He's got swag.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
You're into it. This is a layup. What about Michael B. Jordan?
Duh.
Yes. The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise contestant, John Paul Jones. It's kind of awkward,
okay,
but charming. No, you're okay
I'm
without
that,
it,
yeah.
Okay?
No offense.
How about, do you watch the New York Housewives?
Yeah, I watch all
How
of them.
How about Dorinda's ex, John Modestian?
Honestly, okay. Maybe for the dry cleaning.
Maybe, by the way, Madame Paulette, best dry cleaner in New York City.
That stuff's expensive.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Okay. The Bachelor's Nick Vale. Would you ever give him another chance?
I'm going to politely decline.
Okay, you're going to decline there. How about The Bachelor's host, Chris Harrison?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We were debating this. We were debating this in the control room. We want to know. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, who is the biggest douche in Bachelor history? Ari, Blake, Chad, Nick, Josh, or Juan Pablo?
Oh,
who
God.
Are you voting for
I
here?
I dated Who'd... so many of them.
I know, so you
are
very, very well suited to tell us. Who do you think, JP, Juan Pablo?
I mean, literally that whole bottom section is all...
Nick, Josh, and Juan Pablo.
I'm going to go anything that starts with a J.
Anything that starts with a J. It looks like you guys are firmly going Juan Pablo. Thank you very much for your vote.
I agree.
Interesting. Let's go to Wick from Atlanta. Hey, Wick, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
What's up, Andy? Looking extra handsome tonight.
Thanks.
My question is for Stephanie.
Okay.
Stephanie, why wasn't your first reaction to stick up for Brandy when Cameron called her trash?
Oh, you know what? Watching that, that's something that I regret. I feel like Cameron seemed so upset and ran away, and I don't know, I just kind of chased after her to see what was going on. But yes, it's very offensive. You may see me talking to you about it later, but I feel like calling somebody trash is the most offensive thing you can do, especially somebody who wasn't raised having a lot. And Brandy has been very insecure and had people being very rude to her whole life from living in a trailer. So I understand that is the most offensive thing to her.
It's triggering to her. Okay, Andy, Linda C. said, can you rank these guys based on their expertise in the bedroom? Juan Pablo, Nick, and Josh.
No.
Okay.
I don't know, because I didn't go to the bedroom with any of them.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's not true.
That's not true. Okay, fine. But that being said, I thought you were judged unfairly for whatever you did do with anybody.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real... And they're putting you... Why are they putting you in a fantasy suite? What do they expect you to... Like, I didn't care for
I know. That. It's kind of like this unwritten rule that, like, what happens there stays there. And nowadays, everyone talks about it. But when I was on, it was just kind of awkward because... The guy talked about it and I didn't. And so, it's just mutual respect. If you want to talk about it, fine. But if somebody doesn't want to talk about it, just no.
Kelly M. texted, Stephanie, what do you honestly think about Leanne trying to get everything for free for her wedding?
I knew I was going to get this question.
Okay. What's your prepared answer?
You know me so well. It was awkward to watch. I actually called and told her this. It was very awkward to watch. And I don't know if it was hopefully pre-planned because, I don't know, it just put the woman on the spot. If not, I don't.
It didn't seem pre-planned.
I'm hoping for her sake it was
Let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Andy. But first, Stephanie, thank you so much for being vulnerable and candid and honest with all of us about your struggle with depression and anxiety. I know you have concerns that people might like you less for talking about it, but please be assured we love you all the more for it. So thank you. Like I said, my question's for Andy. Andy, there are a lot of non-married housewives, so I'm curious which one you think would be best suited for The Bachelorette.
Oh, great question.
That's so good.
Great.
I've never thought about this. Okay, Tinsley.
Oh my God.
I feel like
she's a kissing bandit.
And
too.
I feel like she could work a room.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm into that.
You could maybe
next
make
week's
that
Dallas, Brandy and Cameron talk on the beach, which makes Leanne cringe like she's got sand in her bathing suit. Here's a sneak peek.
I felt bad for what I said.
Do you want to go and talk?
Sure.
And will you babysit my hat for me?
Sure. I'm getting used to this.
In the moment, you were pissed off at me and threw your napkin at me and you called me trash.
I don't like fighting with my friends like that, Brandy. Like, I just don't. Like, I just feel like an icky person and it's like, I just feel like, why am I hanging out in this group when I'm being attacked like this?
Don't cry.
Can we please just finish our conversation?
No, because last night I tried to have a conversation and I got told I had to stay at the table. I just want you to know that she feels bad.
Trust me, I see her crying.
All right. Andy Drama Banana said, Colton said he had to hide how much he liked Cassie. How much does production control you and your dates?
It's less production and more yourself, because like you don't want to show that you are in love with someone and then go on a date with somebody else that you have to.
Okay, let's go to David from New York. Hey, David, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Counting down the days till BravoCon. Can't wait.
Yay, me too.
My question's for Stephanie. So, going back to your and Brandy's fight, I was wondering if the show kind of helped you guys reconcile or did it make the process harder for you two? Love you, by the way.
I love you, too. You know, looking back, we were not talking at all before we filmed, so filming at least had us go, like, meet face-to-face.
But would you have gotten in the fight had it not been for the show?
No.
You would not, right?
I don't think so. I think we... Probably myself more than her. We didn't know how to navigate everything. It was, it's really hard your first year because you don't know what to expect. And it was really hard. And I feel like navigating that, I did poorly. She did poorly. But season two was a blessing in disguise because we were able to talk. And so it was a hard season. It was a really hard season.
Cindy S. On our Facebook, on our Walkabout, wants to know, Andy, can you say three nice things about Josh?
No.
You can't. Okay. Lizzie E. wants to know, Andy, what do you think about the rumor that Mike was actually supposed to be The Bachelor, but they switched to Peter last minute?
I will have you know that rumor is false.
It is.
I have little intel, but the intel that I get is the real
deal. It's spot on.
False.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all say they were asked to be The Bachelor. There was, no. I feel like every year they do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Lou S. Jules wants to know if Stephanie has seen Mama D without the wig.
I have not. I've never seen her without the wig.
Okay.
I would be interested to see her. I would love to see her without her wig. It would be amazing.
Vicky J. wants to know, Andy, what was your reaction to Hannah B.'s iconic four times in a windmill moment from her season?
Oh, I mean, good for her. My dad would kill me.
Right. Right. I can't look at a windmill without thinking about doing it in there four times.
I mean, what if my dad would kill me. That's all I have to say.
Taryn G texted, Stephanie, I heard a rumor online that Brandy might have dated Travis back in the day. Can you clear this up? Is it true?
No.
No? Okay. Travis,
she worked for me.
Were you? Oh, she worked. Brandy worked for you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Were you pissed that Deandra was like blowing her hair out or whatever the excuse was?
That was the craziest thing. I showed up to work, she wasn't there, and
because you seemed like you did a lot of homework.
Production came in, and they're like, "She's not showing up." I'm like, "What the heck?"
It seemed like you did a lot of homework for that meeting.
I did.
Right.
I did a lot of homework for that meeting.
Okay. He's still so
it comes out later, I think.
Yes. Yes. Sheila G wants to know, Andy, when your ex Nick and his bachelor pick Vanessa got engaged, did you think it would last, especially with the distance?
I thought there was a chance, yeah. I mean, I don't know her, so it's kind of hard for me to be like, yes, this is going to last. But no, I like believed it, if that's what you're asking.
Also, Lydia H wants to know your biggest regret from starring in the Bachelor franchise.
Oh... I mean, the person I picked at the end.
Right.
let's just be honest.
Right. Okay, that's a good, yeah, that's a very real regret. Yes. That didn't work out, unfortunately. No. Okay.
Worked out in some ways.
Are you dating right now, anybody?
No, I'm single.
Oh my God, you're so eligible. I'm going to think about this.
I think I got it.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the Swiss tourist who took LSD at Disneyland Paris. Well, who hasn't? And fell into a man-made lake in Adventureland before completely disappearing and then popping up completely naked a mile away. Okay, this guy gets the mazel for observing the age-old tradition of not wearing pants at Disneyland. Look, no one wears pants at Disneyland. Tonight's jackal goes to Kim Zolciak's fridge being such a huge mess that the photo she posted on Instagram made headlines. I mean, I love it. That's a stacked up fridge. You know, where should she throw all that old food, NeNe Leakes?
Trash box.
She should throw it in the trash box. I want to thank Stephanie, Andy, and Justin for being here. You can find Stephanie Holman on The Real Housewives of Dallas. Andy Dorfman's capsule collection came out today, and all proceeds benefit Girls on the Run. Yeah! Go to girlsontherun.org. That's excellent. How did you get involved with them?
I started running the marathon and wanted to pick a charity and kind of looked at a few different, and they basically hit everything that I was doing, which was running, but also learning how to have self-confidence, learning how to have self-discipline, and realizing that, like, training for a marathon wasn't just about running. It was like a lot of interpersonal feelings and kind of therapy in a certain way. And that's basically what they teach these young girls, things about self-confidence, things about discipline, and they do it all while they're training them to run a 5K.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. Yeah. It's really cool.
Behind the bar, Justin is here from Bread's Bakery with special items for the Jewish New Year. Smells so good, too. Stephanie, are you excited for BravoCon?
I'm not going.
Oh, you're
not. No.
I had a 50-50 chance. All right.
But I'm excited for everybody
to
go.
Good. All right. Okay. Don't come to BravoCon expecting to see Stephanie. Sorry. There are a ton of people who are going, I promise.
Brandy and Leanne are going.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go to Danielle from Austin. Hey, Danielle, what's your question? I mean, such a moron.
My whole family's from St. Louis.
Oh, yay.
My mom, that's your biggest fan.
Cardinals had a crappy game tonight and last night. Anyway, that's my St. Louis talk for the night. What's your question?
My question is for Stephanie. Do you think that Deandra should let the company go since Mama D gave it to her basically in ruins?
I don't think she should just throw it away. I think she should work as hard as she can, see if it's going to be able to thrive. And then if not, I do think she should cut herself a break. And, you know, if it's not, I don't want to break her, you know? So I feel like if she cannot make it work and she's tried everything, let it go. And I don't know. And just be proud of your effort.
All right. Kaylee from Florida. Hey, Kaylee, what's your question?
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Kaylee?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, so my question... Okay, Andy, yeah. I love you. Your style is amazing.
My style?
First, yes.
Oh, thank you.
And first, Stephanie, I have anxiety, and your courage to share your story is so uplifting, and I'm so thankful for your vulnerability.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
But my question is for Andy. Do you think that this new calm Luann is here to stay?
No.
No.
I think there is a calmer version for sure.
Okay.
I think she can be not calm and sober at the same time.
Got it. Okay, what about Leanne? What about the calmer Leanne? It sounded like Luann, but I think she was saying Leanne.
Leanne's not really that calm.
Okay, good point.
So that's why I went to the Countess.
Right. Do you watch the New York Housewives?
All of them.
You do. All of them.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's go to Aaron from Chicago. Hey, Aaron, what's your question? I know, I was.
Hi. I wanted to say hello to Stephanie. I love you. You're my favorite housewife.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I just wanted to ask you if Travis ended up taking another meeting with Deandra and how it went, if he did.
You know, yes, he has. Actually, he still messages her about her company.
And let's hope that's all they're messaging.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. And he does meet with her, and you're going to see it on the show. Yes. Just kidding. Okay, let's go to Melissa from Chicago. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, just want to say I love you, love everything Bravo. Stephanie, you're amazing. My question is for Andy.
Okay.
I wanted to see if she had read or heard anything of Amanda Stanton's book and what she wrote about their mutual ex, Josh.
Yes, I actually got the book before it came out. Amanda and I are super close, regardless of Josh. And I thought everything she said was pretty accurate.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank Stephanie and Andy and Justin for more. Keep her on BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.